But we're glad you're here this morning. And let me get a head start here for the month of April. The first day of April is on Tuesday. And we'll start a revival on the first day of April with the Blythes. So plan for that. And I'm looking forward to it. And I trust you are as well. Praise God. All right. Everybody happy? Say amen. Okay. Anybody got a Bible this morning? Anybody have a Bible with you this morning? Well, good. We got three or four has got Bibles. I hope that you have read yours this week. And trust that God will help us this morning as we look to his word for our lesson today. And want to go to the book of John, chapter 4. John, chapter 4. Amen. And we'll start reading in verse 21 and read down through verse 24 here. Amen. All right. John chapter 4, verse 21. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Turn over a page or two in your Bible, chapter 5, verses 37. Amen. The Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And ye know not his word, and ye have not his word abiding in you. For whom he hath sent, him ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Amen. You may be seated. There are several thoughts that I want us to look at this morning from these few verses of Scripture. First, I want to talk to you about God, an inexhaustible subject. Amen. We can preach from now till the end of time and never exhaust the subject of God. And as I've said in the last several services, God is holy. And we sometimes don't understand or realize how holy he really is. In this fifth chapter, in verses 37-38, Jesus is talking to these Jews. And these Jews know nothing or very little about God. Even though their scribes and Pharisees and chief rulers and et cetera have the law, but yet they know so little about God. And yet today I think that we have the Bible and we have church, and I think that we have a generation on our hands that knows so little about God. Amen. Jesus is talking, if you have a red letter Bible, in these verses that I read to you out of chapter 5, Jesus is talking to these Jews. And he is saying here, you Jews here today have never heard the voice of God, as did the children of Israel at Mount Sinai. Or there are several others that have heard the voice of God in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 13, when he was baptized in the river of Jordan, and the voice of God the Father spoke out of heaven. Amen. If you read chapter 17 of Matthew and verse 5 again, those that were assembled heard the voice of God. Jesus is saying to these Jews, you have never seen a shape. You don't know what he looks like. I am amazed at the last little while, the number of people that have questioned, does God have a body? Certainly God has a body. God the Father has a body. It is a spirit body. It is not a flesh and blood body as you and I have, other than Jesus Christ being born of a Virgin Mary. But God the Father certainly has a body. I want to talk to you a little bit about that before we get to the main thrust of what I want to talk to you about. God is a spirit. Do you believe that's a man? And there are spirit bodies. Number one, we want to think in this term, first of all, you and I in a human fleshly body are made after the image of God. We are made in his image. We have eyes, God has eyes. We have ears, God has ears. We have a nose, God has a nose. Hello. We have a mouth, God has a mouth. We have arms, God has arms. We have feet, God has feet. And we're going to talk to you maybe a little bit about this morning. We are made in the image of God and in his likeness. Amen. So if anybody asks you, amen, does God have a body? Certainly he does. There are spirit beings. Angels, come on here. Angels have a body. Created creatures of heaven, cherubims and seraphims, they have bodies. Read the sixth chapter of the book of Isaiah. Those seraphims had a body. Did you know that there are spirit horses? I believe it's was in Zephaniah chapter 1, I believe. I could go back there and check it and make sure, but I believe Zephaniah chapter 1, amen, talks about those spiritual beings or angels and horses that they are riding, that go to and fro throughout the earth and reports back to God's headquarters as to what's going on in the earth. So there is a spirit body. Amen. And Jesus is saying to these Jews, you've never seen God. You've never seen his shape. You have never heard his voice. The word of God doesn't even abide in you. God is a foreign being to you. Amen. Although others have seen God. Others have heard the voice of God. Others have seen the external appearance or the form or the figure. Amen. As men in other ages have seen his bodily form. Amen. God has both a voice and a bodily shape. Now, if Ricky will turn over to Exodus chapter 24, and verses 9, 10, and 11. We'll talk to you about God for a little while here this morning. Amen. Ricky, I want you to read that.
Then went up Moses and Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu.
Now, wait a minute. Moses and Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu. Four. All right. Plus.
And 70 of the elders of Israel.
And 70 of the elders of Israel went with them up to Mount Sinai. Now this is if I remember correctly, I think this is the fifth ascent of Moses up to Mount Sinai and descent. So this is the fifth time. Before this time, anybody who touched that mountain would be slain, or even an animal came near. But on this occasion, chapter 24 of Exodus, verses 9, 10, and 11, here's at least 74 men that goes to Mount Sinai. And what?
And they saw the God of Israel.
Wait a minute now. Surely the Bible didn't say that. Huh? Did the Bible say that? Does your Bible say that? And they saw, with their eyes, they saw the God of Israel, and
there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire.
Well, now, wait a minute. If there's a paved pavement of sapphire under his feet, that tells me that he's got feet. Y'all know that? God has feet. Amen. And all right, read on.
And as it were, the body of heaven in his
cleanness. Yes, as a body of heaven. Amen. I want to tell you, God has a bodily form. Amen. Read on.
And upon the nobles of the children of Israel, he laid not his hand.
All right.
Also, they saw God and did eat and drink.
They saw God. Amen. And did eat and drink. All that I have read after on this particular occasion tells us that God set a banquet table for these 74 men. Amen. And they ate with God. They talked with God. They communed with God. They drank with God at this banquet table. Now, God is a spirit. Somebody say amen. God, amen, verse 24 of chapter 4 of John tells us, God is a spirit. Amen. You can't see a spirit unless God desires to open your eyes that you may behold, amen, in the spirit world. You remember when, was it Elisha and his servant was in a certain town. Amen. And here come the enemy. Amen. And they was after Elisha and going to slay him. Amen. Or capture him at least. And amen. His servant went out and saw all these foreign enemy coming toward them. And he said, "Alas, my Lord, what shall we do?" Amen. And the prophet said, "Amen. Lord, open his eyes that he may see." And so the Lord allowed the servant's eyes to be opened, and he saw in the spirit world, amen, and the whole mountainside was full of horses and chariots of the Lord. Praise God. So I want to tell you, we are on the winning side. Hallelujah. I said, we are on the winning side. God still has everything under control. Amen. So God has a spirit body. He has eyes. Amen. What was it the psalmist said? Amen. In the Psalms, he that hath made the eye, can he not see? He that hath made the ear, can he not hear? Amen. God has both eyes and ears, and he can see and he can hear. Now I want to tell you, I want to put another verse into that. He sees and hears when you are somewhere else beside in the church. Don't forget that. He is omnipresent. You may not see him. You may not hear him. These Jews had never seen God nor heard God. Amen. But Jesus said, just because you haven't seen him and you haven't heard him does not mean he does not exist. Praise God. Amen. Help me here. I remember that the Christian and the atheist philosopher was talking, and And the atheist philosopher said to this Christian, said, you tell me that God is alive. Have you ever seen him? No. Have you ever, are y'all still with me? Have you ever touched him? No. And then he interrogated him a little while, and he said, if you've never seen him, you've never touched him, and etc. He said, we must conclude that there is no God. And the Christian hesitated a minute, and he said, have you ever seen your brain? No. Have you ever felt your brain? No. And he went on to the same, train of thought that the atheist had. And with this atheist, and he said, well, we must conclude then that you do not have a brain. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, just because that people have not seen God in our generation and have not touched him does not mean he does not exist. He is a spirit. And though he is a spirit, he certainly does have a body. Somebody say amen. Now, I just wanted to get that foundation there before we go any further here. Jesus said in verse 23 of chapter 4 of John, but the hour cometh, that is, that hour is right now. The hour cometh, and now is, right now is the time when the true worshipers, contrast that with the false. Amen. I want to tell you, there's a lot of false worshipers out there. When the true worshipers, amen, shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. True worshipers, those who adore God, those who worship God. Now I want to say something here, and we'll go on with our lesson this morning. But I want to tell you, worship is a verb. I like that. Amen. Verbs are in the English vocabulary is an action word. Worship. You can come there in church and just sit there like a wooden Indian. You're not worshiping. Worship is an action. Amen. It is something that you do. Amen. Come on here. Amen. The whole soul and mind and feelings and emotions and desires. Amen. Worship God. Amen. Your body worships God. Your mind worships God. Amen. And if there is no action, there is no worship. Praise God. Now I want to get a little stronger here this morning before we get through. Amen. That the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Amen. Now I want to tell you, he emphasizes in this verse true worshipers. Now you can clap your hands in church service and not be a true worshiper. You can sing Amazing Grace and not be a true worshiper. You can raise your hand when the preacher says, worship God, and you can raise your hand, amen, and do like everybody else is doing and still not be a true worshiper. Amen. Jesus said to this woman, amen, you don't know what you're worshiping. You worship, but you don't know what you're worshiping. Amen. Are y'all still with me here this morning? You're going to the sanctuary, but you have no idea what you're worshiping. You're worshiping something. Amen. But you're not a true worshiper. I want to tell you, that's just about where we are in American culture. We got a lot of people that go to church. Amen. And they clap their hands and they wave their arms. Amen. And they raise their hands. Amen. Amen. They may even dance a jig, but they're not true worshipers. Amen. They have an emotion without the mind and the heart and the soul being in the presence of God. Amen. We have a mentality in this generation. Just as long as we go to church, amen. Don't matter what we do outside the church, just go to church and raise your hands and sing Amazing Grace. Amen. I want to tell you that is not a true worshiper. God desires, the Father desires, amen, to have true worshipers. Amen. In harmony with full, revealed, and attested truth, not in false worship, not in a false living. People, I've never seen such a time as today, amen, that people, I mean, they're religious. They're religious as much as anybody, but their life is so far from God and righteousness and truth. Amen. They don't even know what the Bible says because they don't read it. They're just following what somebody has told them. Well, just raise your hand. That's all that's necessary. I want to tell you, amen, the true worshipers serve God every day of their life. Now, amen. God is a spirit being. God is not the sun. God is not the moon. He's not an image of wood. He's not an image of stone that you set on your dash of your car and worship a cross with an image on it. Amen. He is not metal. He is not beast or a man. He is not air. Amen. As New Agers would have us to believe, he is not wind. He is not the universal mind. Amen. God is, how can I say that? Some impersonal quality. Amen. He is a person with a personal spirit body. He has a soul. He has a personal spirit like that of angels and like that of man, except his body is of spirit substance instead of flesh and bones. He is spirit. Praise God. Amen. He has a personal spirit body. If you were in a spiritual being yourself, you could see God. And when we get to heaven, you will see God. Amen. This one writer said, we know not what we shall be like. We don't have any idea. The concepts in our minds are so limited to where we can't grasp it. We don't know what we shall be like, but this we do know, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Amen. You can see God if you're in the same sphere or spirit that he is. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you read John chapter 5 and verse 37, amen, he has a shape. Amen. In Exodus chapter 33 and verse 23, he has bodily parts. As a back, amen, Moses would hid in the crevice of the rock, and when God passed by, he saw the afterglow of his back parts. Somebody say amen. Amen. In Genesis chapter 6 and verse 6, God has a heart. Amen. And in Psalms 8, 3 through 6, God has hands and fingers. Amen. In Numbers chapter 12, amen, God has a mouth. Amen. And in Isaiah chapter 30, amen, God has lips and a tongue. Amen. In Daniel chapter 7, verses 9 through 14, God has ears, hair, head, face, and arms. Amen. When anybody tells you that God does not have a body, they don't know much about the Bible. Read the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. Amen. Man is the visible image and likeness. Amen. Making the invisible God clearly seen. Amen. When you look at a body in bodily form of flesh, you can say God has eyes. God has a nose. God has a mouth. Now, God may not be as big as Brother Chip. God may not be as little as somebody else that you know that is so thin. If they drink a strawberry milkshake and turn them sideways, it'll look like a thermometer. Amen. And God may not be thin, but God has a body. And he can be seen. He has been seen. Abraham, amen. Abraham walked with God and talked with God, had fellowship with God. Amen. Come on here. He saw God as God came down. Amen. In the sixth chapter of Genesis, when Noah, God finally spoke to Noah to build the ark, God said, amen, the sixth chapter, we will go down, amen, and see if the wickedness of man is as evil and wicked as the report that has come up to us. Amen. So God came down personally and saw the wickedness of man, that it was vile, and man's heart was on evil continually. Amen. Everything in his imagination was wicked, and we're just about there. We have just about arrived. Amen. Have you noticed, even on the news, amen, and on the radio and in the newspapers, the magazines, how vile and filthy and corrupt, amen, and vulgar everything has become? Even the advertisements, amen, is noted, amen, for their corruptness and their vileness. And it's getting worse. It's not getting better. Amen. The internet. Great. Lord, help me here. Matter of fact, I just got this in the mail. Amen. Got that in the mailbox this morning. Let me just read this to you. This is from Christian Law Association. Amen. He said, David Gibbs came across this information and passed it on. He said 12% of the total internet is pornography. That is about 420 million web pages. Amen. He said the average age of first internet exposure to pornography is 11 years of age. Amen. 9 to 16 year olds have viewed online pornography 95% of them. Amen. 80% of 15 to 17 year olds have multiple hardcore exposures on the internet. Amen. To pornography. I want to tell you, we're living in a very, very wicked time. And we don't get our thinking together and realize that God is a holy God. And God has eyes. And God has ears. And he sees the wickedness of men. He knows what's in the heart of man. Amen. There is, amen, the imaginations of man is evil and wicked. We are living as it was, the Bible said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Can't you get your eyes open? This world is heading for destruction. Amen. Amen. God is a spirit. Now, amen. That brings me to my other thought. And I'm not going to preach to you long or teach to you long this morning. I just want to get this to you. Amen. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must. This is not an option. This is not an add-on. They that worship, huh? Amen. True worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Amen. I say again this morning, worship is an action verb. And you can come to church. You can come to church 24/7 if you want to. Amen. Sleep on the church pew, but you're not worshiping God. You can sit right there. Amen. And your mind be 1,000 miles away, thinking about what happened yesterday, or what's going to happen tomorrow, or where you're going to go eat dinner today. Amen. And your mind is not here. You are here. Amen. And you stand whenever we read the scripture out of the Bible. Amen. You stand when everybody else stands. But your mind is not here. Amen. God desires that we worship Him in spirit and in truth. What would happen? Man, what would happen if everybody who came to church tonight come in the house of God, prayed up, amen, had time to seek the Lord today? Now, somebody said, I don't have time. You have time. You don't take time. Hello here. Amen. We have time. We got other things we'd rather do. What would happen if we all come into church tonight, amen, with victory in our soul, and we come in the house of God with our hands raised up already? Amen. You don't have to be pumped and primed by Brother Smith. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's sing. Amen. I'll fly away, or amen, when the morning comes, or amen, you don't have to be pumped and primed, and let's raise your hands and let's clap your hands and everybody sing, and amen, we come into the house of God in the spirit of worship and praise. What would break out in this church tonight? Amen, if you came into church. Amen, it's been so long since some of y'all have worshiped. I mean, you raise your hand when other people, I'm talking about real worship. When it comes out of your heart, when it comes out of your soul, when it comes out of your being, praise God. Amen. Come on, somebody say amen. In every church, I'm feeling better right now. In every church service, amen, there are some of the same ones that get in, they worship God, but there are some of the same ones that just sit there and look on. Amen, their minds is not here. Their heart's not here. Amen, their spirit, amen, is really not here. Their body's here, but they've got 10,000 different things on their mind. Amen, of what they're going to do, where they're going to go, who are they going to talk to? What are they going to say? Amen. And the first thing you know, the church service has come and gone. Amen. And there's been no move of the Spirit of God in their life at all. Amen. Amen. God desires to have people to worship. That's an action word. Amen. That means you do something. You don't just sit there like a knot on a log. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait for the preacher to say, raise your hands. You don't have to wait for somebody to say, worship God. You don't have to wait for somebody to pump and prime you. Amen. But there is a spirit of worship that's in your heart, and you want to give Him glory and praise. Hallelujah. Somebody say, glory to God. When we realize how big God is, how great God is, how powerful God is, amen, how mighty God is. Somebody said the devil is powerful. He is, but he's not all powerful. Somebody said the devil's mighty, but he's not almighty. Hallelujah. We have a God that is all powerful. He is eternal. Amen. He never loses a battle. Hallelujah. And we ought to worship Him. Put your heart into it. Put your mind into it. I'm feeling better. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You people that work on jobs, amen, you can tell. If you're working next to somebody, you can tell if their heart's in it. If they take pride in their work. Or whether they're just there putting in time.
Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm working out here on this herb building. Don't it look nice? Don't that herb building look nice? Man, I think it looks so good. Amen. Somebody said, I don't think it looks so good. Well, amen. You probably need glasses. Amen. But working with that guy, that building, now I know because I put the level on it. That building is about 3 inches out of plumb and always has been. That's the way it's always been. Amen. From the top to the bottom is about 3 inches out of plumb, almost any way you look at it. But that man that put that siding on there, he is so good at it. And he's got his heart into it. Amen. He made them boards that he put up look like that corner straight. It ain't. But his heart's in it. He took pride in his life. Amen. And in his work. Praise God. To make it look good. I'm sure Brother Farce. Amen. He's had some very awkward situations to come up and lay in stone. Him and Brother Marty. I mean, probably. Amen. But you know what? He puts his heart in it. He puts his, amen, pride, takes pride in his work, and he wants to make it look the best. Amen. I've seen some of the pictures of the work that he's done. Amen. It's awesome. It's tremendous. Amen. Praise God. I'd like to have some of that done in my driveway. Amen. But I gotta wait till my ship comes in. Hallelujah. Hey man, I've seen Doug do some work laying tile. Hey man, does a beautiful job. You know why? He put his heart into it. Hey man, he got pride in his work. Hey man, brother Gary. Hey man, years and years ago. Hey man, finished my basement at my house. Hey man, boy, it took him a while to get it done, but he had pride in his work. Hey man, he done such a beautiful job. Amen. And I want to tell you, when we come to the house of God, should we put any less in our worship than we do in our secular job? Amen. You ought to put your heart in it. Amen. Put your spirit in it. Put your mind in it. Amen. And worship. Praise God. Amen. If everybody come into the house of God tonight worshiping the Lord when you come through the doors, amen, this place would probably blow apart. Hallelujah. Amen. Let God have his way in our hearts. Let God do a work in us. Amen. Until we have come to the place, we come here to worship. Amen. This is God's house. He's holy. He's powerful. He's almighty. Amen. And I believe I put my heart in it. Praise God. Somebody say amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your divine presence here today. I pray, Holy Ghost, that you'd move in our hearts and our minds, that we would learn how to worship in spirit and in truth. To put our whole heart, our whole mind, put our bodies into the worship of God. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for your help today. Give you the glory and the praise in Christ's name. Everybody stand. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I said the other night, there's one thing that this church really, really needs. Amen. I'm going to just share with you before we come pray this morning. We really, this church needs more than we need any physical thing done to this building or grounds. We need this worse. We need good, enthusiastic, excited prayers around the altar. Hear me? Amen. I said this the other night, and I'm going to say it again. Amen. We had two ladies that come to pray a couple weeks ago at this altar. I don't know who they were. Somebody told me afterwards. Amen. I know, but I don't know. Are y'all still with me? And the only person that was here praying with those precious souls was the woman that knew them. And all the rest of us saints sit there. I'm reluctant to pray with the women. Amen. But I'm about determined that, bless God, if some of you good women won't, some of us good men are going to have to. Amen. Help me here. We need praying women. I'm gonna preach to y'all just about another 3 or 4 minutes. How many give 3 or 4 minutes? Will you give me another 3 or 4 minutes? Well, good. Well, combine all those, and I've got about 30 minutes here. Amen. I'm going to tell you, amen, we've got women in this church that a few years ago were some of the best altar workers of any church that I've ever been in. But we're slacked up. Can't hardly get you to come to the altar and pray with anybody. Amen. You're so... I told you I got another 30 minutes here. Just keep standing. I ain't going to hold you that long, really. But we got a church of people that is, they stay down so much yourself. You are disheartened. You're discouraged. You're defeated. Amen. You're oppressed. You're depressed. Amen. And tell you, you're not in no shape to pray for anybody else. Amen. And you get to the altar and you hang your head under the altar. Just about it, and you stay there. Amen. Get your head up. Get your spirit up. Get your heart up. Come on here. Get a hold of God. We need men. Amen. To pray at these altars. Amen. Keith has been praying at these altars. Aaron has been praying at these altars. And when those young men come to pray, there is hardly any man that comes and prays with them. Amen. Unless I go around and tap you on the shoulder and say, go over there and pray with him. Amen. There's hardly anybody that makes a move. Shame on us. I said, shame on us. Amen. And I want to tell you, I'm not as young and spry as I used to be, but I still got the fire. Yes. Praise God. Amen. Help me here. Amen. We need some younger men that's got energy. When I get through preaching, I'm just about wore out. Amen. But if I have to, I'll make myself do what you ought to do. Amen. Help me. Are y'all still with me? Men? Amen. I don't care. Amen. Who's at that altar praying? Find you somebody to pray with. Find you somebody to, amen, get with.
God help them. 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 I hope they get help tonight, God. Oh, God.
Amen. Get excited. Get enthused. You remember when you prayed through, or when you got saved, or when you got the Holy Ghost, there's beating you on the back. Amen. They jerk your hands up. They said, praise God, worship the Lord. And they were enthused. Amen. Because you were praying. Amen. Can't we get enough? Amen. Of God in our own spirit and mind and soul. Amen. That we too can get enthused and worship in our altar services until the glory of God comes down. Brother Savage, you're just walking all over us. I know I am. But I'm telling you, I'm pastor. And then that I can't pastor, I pester. So which one are you? Amen. We got to have some altar workers. And if we don't have some altar workers, these precious girls that come to the altar and pray, and these young men that come to pray, will leave the church without having what they need. Amen. Because nobody would pray with them. Man, man, man. Now, does anybody here want to get on fire for God and worship in spirit and in truth? Get excited. Amen. Get energized. And let's have a revival that'll break out at Massanova Pentecostal Church until this whole countryside knows that something's going on down here. Let's worship. Come on.